This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Michael Flanagan. How are you, Michael?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And you're a part of the, AIS, or the Italian Association of Italian Sommeliers.
The real name is Associazione Italiana Sommelier. This is how you have to pronounce it in Italian. Of course, it's the Italian Somm Association, if you want to make it a little bit more easy for the English-speaking people that are listeners, that are our listeners.
Perfect, perfect. Michael Flanagan
is a nice Italian name.
It does have that sort of real Italian.
No, it's not. Let's say I am a military brat, so I was conceived one place, raised in another, and of course now it's more than 40 years that I'm living in Italy, so I consider Italy my home. But you know, I have this American accent that. Kind of makes the people think, where does he come from exactly?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have an accent, but we don't understand where you come from.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are surprised when I say I come from Italy and I live in Italy, of course. So, oh yeah, yeah, I can feel you have this touch, that's this Italian touch,
yeah,
that's coming out.
Something's not quite American, but yeah.
Oh yeah, you come from the States, but where do you come from, the States? So I always say Boston just to make it easy, you know, but it's not true. That's for sure.
Okay. So you're based in the Veneto?
I am based here in Veneto. I live in Breganza, which is a production area of wine that's very, very interesting. Besides that, one of my passions, of course, was an approach to the wine industry, to the wine world as a sommelier. So I became a sommelier. I joined.
When was that?
That was some 6 years ago. So I'm rather new to this, I had a lot of experience in other types of businesses. But it's a rather new thing that I have approached, because I was working in the packaging and the cork industry.
Okay.
So I got interested, of course, business-wise. And I got into the sommelier world, curiosity, and just because I thought that it would have been a good tool, of course, to me to use in my everyday job. So one thing brings to the other, and finally I got my diploma, and I got more and more involved into this passion and the curiosity for the things of the wine, and I joined, of course, the regional association. I was a manager for one of the provinces here of the Veneto region, managing the sommelier, of course, organization. And now I am part of the regional board, so I take care a little bit of things that are involved with the internationalization of the association, which basically is Italian more than anything else.
Okay, so do you want to just tell us exactly what the AI, we'll call it the AIS, because I certainly can't pronounce it in the lovely
ICE. You could call it ICE if you want, which is how we pronounce it in Italian.
Okay, ICE.
ICE is the most renowned sommelier association in Italy. It was born in 1965, so it has quite a long experience. We have celebrated the 52nd year of activity. We are 40,000 associates, of course, members, active members that pay a fee, of course, every year, and we work, of course, for to provide the services, of course, to the industry, generally speaking, and to make a communication and to develop a knowledge and tradition. One of our main objectives, of course, is the pairing of food with wines, of course. So we have quite an history and quite a specialized approach to that certain argument.
Yeah, I interviewed, I'm pretty sure it was from you guys, quite a number of years ago. I was looking at the show when I first started communicating with you about it, and I couldn't find the show, but if I remember your approach to food and wine matching, it was things like WSD have an approach of sweet and sour and that, but you guys were more like, it wasn't like sweet or sour, it had things like fat or
WICT and ICE are two major issues, major world controllers, users, of course, and they have developed quite a strategy and, of course, and quite an approach. Well, there is one same objective, which is the knowledge of wine, which is the diffusion of wine, of alcoholic drinks, reasonable taken and consumed, that is. But of course, with all the tradition, with all the knowledge, and with all the particular characters, of course, that are involved in this, as a matter of fact, WSET and ICE here in the Veneto region, here in Verona, are doing some sort of blend, let's say, of experiences. So there are many ICE. Sommeliers that are joining WSET in order to achieve experience, in order also to achieve an international experience, an English approach, of course, that is very important nowadays for any form of communication.
So ICE, you run courses.
We run courses,
And you've got different levels.
We have different levels in the courses. We have three levels, of course. So first, second, and third level are the first entry level courses. At the end of the third level, you have an exam, and then you are qualified and you are awarded with the name of sommelier. In order to participate anyway to evaluation panels, or to get more deep into evaluating and judging, and of course in the knowledge, you have to do other seminars and other courses and be awarded, of course, with other labels that are very important, that are key experiences that you have to achieve in order to be complete, and in order to provide a right service, of course, when you are judging a product, of course, of other people.
So you got three courses, and then when people are qualified?
When people are qualified, of course, they can start, possibilities. There's people that is a sommelier and remains a sommelier, so remains with his curiosity, with his amateurish approach, of course, to this world. But of course, he has a better and overall knowledge of the system, of the situation. Or else, you have the possibility of doing this professionally, so activating yourself into developing some courses, developing some wine tasting, participating at some wine tasting sessions, evaluating products, of course, for the guide that we produce. Every year here in Veneto, we produce a guide, and the guide, of course, is a selection of the best production of the Veneto region. This part of the guide goes then into the national guide, of course, that makes instead an overall presentation of the best wines, or of the wines that have received a form of judgment of evaluation, of course, into the Italian industry.
Okay, so you guys produce a wine guide as well. Are the wines only wines that are available in restaurants? Because in the UK, wines tend to go down one of two channels. They either go down the channel into retail, or they go down the channel into restaurants and maybe small independent wine merchants. So do you choose all wines, or...?
Let's say that the wines are presented to us for some sort of evaluation from the producers themselves. So we are not interested in the channel of distribution of the wine or the marketing that each company does for the wine. We are interested in the quality, we are concerned about the production of the wine, how it is produced, which territory it comes from, what kind of wine it is, what time of winery we are dealing with, is it a big industry, is it a smaller industry, what is the territory the wine comes from. So, and according to that, we evaluate, of course, the wine with a number. Which is a number that is in 100s, of course, and also a judgment, of course, a written judgment of what is what are the fragrances, what are the particular features that a wine can present in that particular case.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got your guide to the wines. You've got your sommelier training courses that you guys run.
Yeah.
And how much of the sommelier training course is about service? Because to me, sommeliers need to know lots about wine. They need to know a fair bit about wine and food matching. And they need to be able to really interact with customers and serve the wine. And some, like WST courses, the ones I sort of teach, we don't really go too deep into service of alcohol. We just talk a lot about the technical side and the tasting side of things.
That's one of the differences, of course. Our approach is an approach to service, is an approach, of course, of people working in the industry. So that we're talking about in the restaurants, they're working in the wine bars. They are communicating always the wine, even in some wine tasting sessions or evaluating courses. So our approach is a bit different from the approach of WSET, but the objective is the same, is the knowledge of the wine, is the knowledge of the tradition, is the understanding. Then, of course, we are the Italian Association, so we are much more specialized in the Italian industry, in the Italian production, than the production of all the rest of the world.
Yeah.
This is because, well, there is a very nationalistic approach over here, but there is open mind, of course, when we're talking about wines, because yes, we do consider the French beautiful manufacturers. We consider all the manufacturers of wine people that are putting their emotions, their work, and their effort. So everybody, of course, is to be protected, because it's the industry that has to grow, of course, and that has to develop this border-free type of communication. We think.
This will be an interesting one for you. What is the appropriate way to serve a wine in a restaurant?
Well, that now you're going to put me in a little bit of danger here, because the appropriate way is, of course, the right temperature. It has to be in the right temperature. It has to be paired with what are the foods that are served in the restaurant. So, for instance, if you go in a restaurant that specializes into some sort of seafood production, well, I would certainly advise for a white wine or for a white sparkling wine. Well, this country, of course, is known over all around the world for the production of Prosecco, and Veneto region is Prosecco. So definitely, there is an aspect over here that's covered. So it's the wine, it's the pairing of the food, and then, of course, it's the production that has to be local, possibly, and it has to tell a story to the customer. That's the overall general idea. Temperature, the right glass, the right atmosphere. Don't disturb your customer, but make him enjoy the atmosphere, and be present, but in the same way, do not interfere, let's say, in the dinner. If it has to be a dinner of different kind, is it love, is it a date, is it a business dinner? Of course, you have to find out what is really going on in order to present the things in the due way.
Okay, so do you teach your people to be socially aware of the situation that the person is consuming?
Well, it has to be. Well, everybody has their own story to tell, and the more they know, the more they have the possibility to create some form of a connection with the customer. Of course, the better it is. So when it comes to service, you have to present in the proper way the wine and the product, and be sure that what you are doing is perfect, because there are customers that are paying a certain price to have a certain type of service. So mm-hmm. It's fundamental that we keep the standards at the highest levels. On the other hand, you have to communicate things that are understanding to the public. And that's the difficult part, because sometimes we are somehow trained to look and find for meanings or for aromas or for atmospheres that are a little bit out of the regular touch. Let's be humble. Let's tell the people the things simple and easy, and you know, strike with some good ideas, with some good facts that will be remaining more than anything else. Of course, that is going to be a little bit a production of out of fantasy, I say, more than anything else.
Okay, well, it's interesting that you, when I asked you what the process of serving a good wine is, and you to me it was like pour the wine, let the person taste it, pour it around, all that sort of stuff. But you were more focused on creating a connection with the consumer.
Yes,
which. Quite interesting. You know, it's different. Well, I'm sure it's probably a really good approach from a business point of view.
I don't know. I don't know. It is a little bit of my convention. Of course, all the poetry that is when you pull the cork, or when you taste the wine, when you serve the wine, etc. There are all a sequence of activities that you do, of course, to make the consumer understand that he's serviced, that we really trust in the things that we are saying. We really believe in the things that we are saying. And it's very, very easy sometimes. You never know who your customer, who your consumer is. So he can be a person that has a higher knowledge than yours, and so you have to be very conservative. Or he doesn't have knowledge at all, and you have to be very humble and put yourself at the same level in order to make the people appreciate. Sometimes there is this psychological wall that is developed that I don't think it's no good. It has to be somehow destroyed in order to develop some sort of feeling with the consumer, with the client.
A nice rapport, yeah. What is the best thing about being a sommelier, do you think?
Tough question. Well, the best thing is that you are, of course, involved into this beautiful world, and you have the possibility of confront yourself with several people. Being a sommelier is an association. It's an equal opportunity association, so it's open to men and to women that have the same approach, that have the same taste, and that have the same likely vision towards the world of wine. And so there is a lot that you can learn, a lot that you can teach, a lot that you can communicate. So it's something that it's a never-ending story, because there's always something new. There's always something that is hitting the market, or it's something that is returning to the market. So, I mean, there are several ideas that are brought every day up in our world. So I feel that it's this evolution, constant evolution, that's very important. And understanding, of course, and being there gives you, of course, a form of enrichment that is very high level as far as I am concerned.
I've been here in Verona now for a few days, and the first couple of days we went out, I've been busy. You know, now that the conference is on, I'm just head down working on the conference. But we went out and went to a few wine bars. One of the things I noticed was the number of people who are drinking wine by the glass rather than by the bottle. In the UK, you go to a restaurant, you order a bottle of wine, sommelier serves it, all wonderful. Over in Verona, we went to one restaurant for dinner, and we were the only person with a bottle of wine on our table. And we were a bit like, oh my God, what have we done? We've done something socially wrong here.
No. Number one, people is concerned, of course, about the limitations that there are driving and drinking. So yeah. That is one of the main issues that people are concerned with. Second, maybe the fact of drinking wine by the glass is an easier situation for you if you want to taste some different approaches of different foods, of course, that are paired with different type of wines.
Yeah.
So doing it by the glass, you have the possibility of having different choices without maybe purchasing a bottle of one kind in order to finish it up. Of course, it's better for the party and for the bill if you finish up a couple of wines instead of a couple of glasses. But it's just, of course, a better service possibility that you have right now. Besides, the manufacturers are helping now even with smaller sizes of bottles. You don't have the 750, but you have maybe the half a bottle right now that is available in many offerings. So that is a good a good possibility.
Do you find that quite, you like that as a sommelier, the smaller bottle sizes?
What I like is the fact that I have the possibility of promoting, of telling a story for different type of wines that I can present during a dinner. So you're studying with the appetizer with one type of wine, and you go to the starter, of course, with another, and then with the main course again with another, and with the sweets with another again, if you're going to have a full course Italian type of meal. Then, of course, it would be better if you have somebody that does the designated driver, so you can go home without risking your driver's license, or, of course, even bigger problems, of course, which are involved with drinking and driving more than anything else.
Okay, Michael, I think we're going to wrap it up there.
Thank you very much for the time, and thanks for the chat. It was very challenging, let's say. Oh, really? So, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. It should have been pretty easy.
No. I mean, friendly, challenging. You know, I mean, so I tried to give you the best impression possible. I mean, and that's what communicating is for. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, one last question I forgot to mention: how many AIS members are there in England?
In England, there is a representative club which is located in London. Yeah. I think that there are a couple of hundreds of representatives, of course, that have been trained, and they have been receiving the award of the Italian Sommelier Association. So they are practicing, of course, in the UK, the good word of Italian wine and of the Italian Sommelier Association.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Same here. Thank you.
Cheers.